Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday evening. It is Deborah with you this evening. It is February 8th, 2022. Well, good evening. It's good to be back. I missed everyone. Thank you for just allowing me to take a restful break and to regroup and allow the Lord to continue to pour into me and to be near him. And it was just thank you, really, honestly, for the break. It was needed, but I did miss everyone here. So, but anyway, I hope everyone's doing good and that you all had a good week. And hopefully the Lord is beginning to turn things around as we are springing into spring somewhat. We're on the cusp of spring. That's what I'm declaring here. I know it's February. And depending on different parts of the globe that we are living in, we could maybe see some signs of and hope and springing forward, with our eyes and our hope and seeing it on the horizon there just around the corner. So, and I hope that the Lord is encouraging your hearts and continuing to walk alongside of you as he does, because I know he is faithful. Well, I'm not even sure what's been going on here at PGN this week. So, but praise the Lord. Good to have Jeannie back. I'm glad that I missed part of her thing. I need to go back and listen and share it. If she shared part of her testimony, I want to hear that regarding their house. So praise God that she's back. Glory to God for that. And for all that's happening and just for the family of faith and the household of faith here in this portal of his presence, as I like to call it. So thank you again for joining us. Let's pray before we start. And Father, we just thank you. I just dedicate this time unto you, God. Let it be for your glory. Let it be for your presence, Lord. We thank you as we gather, Lord, as your word declares, when two or more gather in your name, there you are in our midst, God. So we just thank you for just this unique platform and unique way that we can come and be a church and support and love and encourage and one to another, but also to lift up your name, God, that you would be glorified, Lord, that we would encourage each other more and more to glorify your name, to see how you've made us a community and the invisible church, Lord, and also how to reach those around us, Lord, for the greater glory of Christ, Lord, and really what you've called us to do, Lord, not only just encourage ourselves and to walk faithfully with you, Lord, but how our view is so much bigger, God, in aspects to what you desire for your kingdom to come and to your kingdom to rule and to reign, God, that we would be participants and volunteers, Lord, to your name. And we thank you, Lord. Let it reign. Let your name reign on earth as it does in heaven, God. I just declare that, Lord, and I thank you for your presence. And let your name reign on earth as it does in heaven. We thank you, Father God, that you have a kingdom that is built upon the rock, God. And we thank you that the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and that you even laugh at those who try to take over your kingdom, Lord, or try to overturn your kingdom, for it will not be done. So we thank you, Lord, that you are the champion of heaven, and we just declare that you are the champion over our lives, Lord, and may you be the champion of this hour, God. Even if we're in the 11th hour, God, we ask, Lord, that you would manifest your championship, God, that we would see, Lord, your deeds and what you're doing, Lord, that you would indeed do signs and wonders, Lord, even when the heat gets turned up, like it did with in Daniel's day when they were thrown in the fiery furnace, God, the heat was turned up, but you did incredible things, Lord, with signs and wonders and miracles. God, incredible things, even how they sought you and how they prayed, how you came through for them and how you showed yourself to be the one true God and the God upon the rock, Lord, and that crushes all other gods, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, and may we bring others into your kingdom as well, Father, for your glory, Lord. Let it be done, and let your sons and your daughters here, God, bear much fruit. Lord, much fruit. May they walk in the fruit that you prepared for them, and may it be much. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, glory to God. Well, thank you again for joining us. I got a new headset. I don't know if I used this one last week or not. It's a little different. I'm not sure if I like it right now as I'm praying. I'm like, But okay, so praise the Lord. I'm just going to get past that. And okay, so last time I was here, hold on, I'm just moving so I can, I've got to turn an extra light on here. Last time I was here, you know, I was talking about how, I'm going to share a testimony, a couple of testimonies with you regarding what I talked about last time. But just to recap a little bit in a nutshell, I was talking about actually Psalm 97:10 about loving the Lord and hating evil and how that word love, once I looked at it, was that word ahava, remember, A-H-A-V-A, which is out of Hebrew, which is also actually happens to be a product that is made in Israel. They make, you know, things from the minerals from the Dead Sea. They make it's an ahava, A-H-A-V-A, which means love. And so the first time after when I had looked up verse, or actually the Lord put it across my path, Psalm 97:10, it related back to the word ahava, because I had received a product that this was at the end of December. The Lord gave me this. I had received a product from, because I had asked for it. But anyways, from Israel, from, okay, that. And so this what had caught my eye. The Lord just put it before my path as I opened the Word of God. And then in Scripture, the first place it says related, the first place that that was used or known to be used was actually in Genesis 22:2, which I thought was interesting because of the number that we're correlating and the premise, how we're the 22 and the year that we're in as well. Okay, well, it says verse 22:2 says, in Genesis, then he said, take now your son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains in which I tell you. But verse 1 says this. It says, now it came to pass that after these things that God tested Abraham. And what he was testing, let me find you guys again, what he was testing as he was testing his obedience. So I want to go back to obedience because I went back. There's a couple of things. The Lord just even put this verse again in my path this week. And then I picked up my husband's Bible and he was reading a different book. But right at the top of it, he wrote the word obedience. I said, when did you write that word obedience in there? Because I didn't see it before. And he's like, oh, I just wrote it a couple of days ago. Every time, he said, every time now I read a new chapter in the Bible, I write the word obedience at the top of it to remind him to be obedient. Okay, so let me just share with you a testimony because I said, well, where did you get that from? And he was saying, I don't know if the Lord showed me or something, but I really think it has to do with this testimony because it was a mutual friend of ours. And I think what happened was ultimately is getting it from, I'm sure, the Holy Spirit, but from this experience and what happened, okay? Well, I had been out. I had been out doing errands, and I kept thinking about this friend of ours. I don't know if I shared this here with you. I'm not going to share the whole story, but I don't think that I shared this here. That he had had this like encounter with the Lord. What do you call it? Not just an encounter or revelation, but a oh my goodness. Visitation. That's what they call it. Okay, kind of more like a visitation from the Lord. And it was during a time in his life where he was actually probably not walking obediently, but, you know, trying to overcome some things. And in the midst of that, he had this at first he thought it was he was dreaming, and then he realized this is really a true encounter of the Lord and the different angels that came, and they were speaking to him and even whispering in his ear certain things. And he even asked them, even instructional. This visitation was even instructional to him. And I don't know how long the encounter was. And he said when he was done, he actually felt like he thought he maybe was wet, like his shirt was wet and his, however, he wasn't technically, but he felt that way. If you've ever had this type of encounter and experience with the Lord. And literally, I believe that was him. He was receiving the washing of the word. And they were both speaking scripture to him and, and just revelation type of words to him. And I believe that was the washing of the word, cleansing him and making him new and making him upright. And I'm just going to pray right now, and I'm not going to mention these people's names, but I just feel to pray, Lord, that as I pray this and I bring this forth, even as a testimony, Father God, let it be done, Lord. Let this thing transpire. Let it take a hold of them. Let them see that truly it is you, God. And I pray that you confirm that it says, let every word that come forth out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. So I thank you for confirming this word to them, Father, for your mighty glory and your good pleasure in Jesus' name. And they would yield to that and say yes to it and move forward in Jesus' name. So this whole encounter thing was talking to him and changing, and the instructional part, one portion of the instructional part of it was that he was supposed to be sharing what happened to him, okay, sharing this encounter. And I think that really stretched him in some ways, and very kind of a quiet and reserved type of person, but yet very deep and profound and definitely like I've seen him share at his mother's funeral. And it's like almost like, wow, you're supposed to be talking. And like there's a certain depth to what he was saying and richness that you wouldn't just expect if you just met him off the cuff, So anyways, on this encounter, so I was out doing errands. Okay, I was out doing errands and I was pondering his revelation or his parts of his visitation. Thank you. Parts of his visitation. And so as I was pondering it, I realized, hey, wait a second. Why am I pondering? This is not my revelation. This is not my word. Why am I pondering this? And why am I pondering this? And I just asked the Lord, why am I pondering this visitation when it's not mine, when this isn't mine? What is it? What is it about that you're having me ponder this? But it's not mine, and I've mentioned here before when the Lord brings a word back to our remembrance or some type of experience like that, is that it's a part of him renewing our mind and preparing us for what he is going to do or how he's instructing us in the way that we're going. And so when I realized, and I asked the Lord, I just started really sensing the Lord showing me that right after I had asked the Lord that, I recalled the part where the Holy Spirit had me recall the part where he was supposed to be sharing this testimony, sharing this experience, and that breakthrough was going to come. And this was once he started to do that and walk in obedience to that, then this would propel him forward, it would propel them forward and they would have breakthrough and other thing, other good things would happen because of mainly the act of obedience. Well, I thought about it for a couple of days, just praying, not just thinking it on my own, but praying and thinking with the Lord, do I reach out to them? Is this what you? And then when I felt the confirmation, I realized that particular day it was confirmed. I said, I cannot leave this house until I send her a note specifically explaining what went on. And it was kind of a longer, obviously longer text that I sent her, and she even sent it back and just said, wow, that was precise, concise and precise to the, you know, and what needed to be said and what needed to be done, and that she was taking that in and she was going to talk to her husband and whatnot. So I'm not sure where they are with that, and I wanted to tell my husband. I made sure I told my husband the story because he's friends with this gentleman, and I just wanted him to know, in case they had a conversation, that he was aware of what the Lord had put on my heart. And that I was encouraging them to be obedient, okay? And I am encouraging you, and I think that the Lord is encouraging all of us to be obedient, even at a deeper level, and to kind of polish, right? We're his living stones, so kind of polish those stones up a little bit with the testing. So he's testing us in our obedience. Okay, so also, let me see if there was something else. So even in that, I know what happened was with my husband, it rolled over in him the word of obedience. I know that it did, even if it was the Holy Spirit, but I know that that's what happened. And then I see a couple things happening too, a couple other testimonies I was pondering and John and I were talking about were a couple things that happened, incidences that happened in the church, you know, and light dispels darkness. And one thing that has been even prophesied and talked about here with Randy, not myself, but with Randy. I mean, I think I've been a participant in it, not realizing it, but he was the prophet and prophetically brought it forth, okay? And so, but light dispels darkness, and Christ loves his church, and he will dispel and remove darkness and leadership, if that's not even in his church. He does do that, and I think that he really is doing something there. So I've seen that happen even in the region, and even just being obedient actually to pray what he shows you, those unctions, even the urgencies, and even if you don't have the whole picture or know the whole truth, other than the fact that this is what the Holy Spirit is having you pray, either your burdens, your, you know, again, an urgency, a heaviness, however you want to, however the Lord uses you when you pray, and to kind of make note of that so that you have reference to it and date it. And then during that time, the Lord also ended up changing my prayer watch, where I was waking up at a different time. And it really was like there was this urgency, a very, very pressing, I will say, very pressing and confirming with the Spirit, like you're supposed to change your, like your prayer watch is a different time now, and I'm having you pray over this particular thing in the region and something that was happening, even though I didn't know what it was. And I wrote down, and that's when I started searching and looking at, and this was a few years ago, maybe 4 years ago now, that just started reviewing and searching and learning some stuff about the different prayer watches and what was prayed during that particular prayer watch. Literally what happened, what they did is they took out passages of scripture of what happened during that time, you know, where like Paul and Silas were set free from prison during a specific hour. And during that prayer watch, they've seen those things happen, right? And to pray deliverance and freedom and, you know, things set forth in concordance to what the Word of God says, right? And even when Jesus was on the cross at that particular hour, you know, so different things like this. And things that are counter counter things, even in witchcraft, like midnight is the bewitching hour, is what they call it. So you're actually praying in particular areas there, because that's when the dark side begins their things. And then there's not many Christians who will pray at midnight, and they, so taking that on. Okay, so going through the prayer watches, you can Google it probably, or you guys probably already know. But and just praying through certain prayer watches. So the watch that I was in, like the third or the fourth watch, and I had written down a couple of different scriptures even that the Lord had showed me and prayed, sometimes specifically for people by name that I didn't know. But I mean, anyways, I didn't know exactly what was happening in the region, because I remember asking for prayer, like, hey, this is getting not wearisome, but like, I mean, I know it's the Lord, but I want to be able to be faithful to complete this task and to do what he's asking me to do. I don't want to just make light of it and, you know, move on and whatever. So I specifically remember asking prayer for it. And then things came into the light and I understood. And some of the dreams I had at that church and interceded for certain things, which I didn't tell anyone at the time. I just kind of wrote it down and just interceded. But I knew it was the Holy Spirit, and I knew he was showing me some things, you know, and learning along the way. And then it also became even the battles became even more after that. I will say that, which I did not know. That was a whole nother level of my understanding and spiritual battles. Okay, yeah, that was a whole nother level there. Okay, so, and then another church that I went to, and I just want to say this, I've seen the pastor, I know I've just been praying, and there were some things that, okay, when I thought maybe we're prideful, let me just say that humbly, I was seeing signs of what felt to be prideful, and some things, even the way people were treated, and as far as like an attitude, you know, and so anyways, so I prayed about that, because as you know here, my friends, that I do have a heart of compassion, and it really is from the Lord. And I do not like when people are treated. I don't like, you know, like the bullying kind of thing, and even Christian bullying, Christian mafia stuff. I don't like any of that. And those are my little phrases there. I mean, there's something about that really grieves my heart. And so I prayed and I asked the Lord to change his heart. I said, Lord, this is, and asked the Lord to change his heart in this area. And within 2 weeks, this pastor said he had a dream, and he proceeded, and he shared this from the pulpit, and proceeded to explain his dream and where he was wrong and how he had treated the people, and that the Lord was actually changed his mind, if you will, changed his heart even towards certain things, and how he was supposed to serve the people, and how he was, you know, going to allow and permit certain things, and then how his heart was to be a servant's heart and a servant's role in this thing. And now I do believe that that was the Holy Spirit that did that. I know I couldn't have had probably that conversation personally with him, but I do believe the Holy Spirit worked in that area. Another area, and I just want to say those are areas of obedience. Okay, those are areas of obedience. I didn't just throw up my hands and, you know, was offended or walk away and have ought in my heart or anything like that. I actually learned a lot from this pastor that I actually cherish very much, and he is very precious person. So I just say that. Okay, so then here's one other thing John and I were talking about today, which, and I realized this is even an act of obedience here too. And this And then I know the Lord, you probably have a testimony as this as well. And there might be a natural, this is my natural way of how the Lord uses me and my personality. So you're going to have a natural way in how he uses you and your personality and how you see him do this again and again and again, okay, right? Like maybe one of you has a gift more so where you're like more hospitable, and then the Lord prepares you in advance to actually make more food before you know there's more people coming over, right? But, or, you know, maybe you think you're going to freeze that food, but then you realize, you know, a couple hours later, 2 days later, someone's at your door and you need that. And the Lord was preparing you to be, to use your gift and to be gracious at the same time, right? And not to be stressed or hectic or grumble or, you know what I'm saying? And so, okay. So I was having this thought about the Trinity and the Holy Spirit. I can't remember exactly which one it was. So I looked, I was thinking some people say like they don't believe in the Trinity. I think that's what it was. They don't necessarily believe in the Trinity. Like, and I was thinking, how could some people not believe in the Trinity? Like what verses do or do not correlate that give evidence to the Trinity literally in Scripture? So I went to the back of my Bible and I looked in the index and it said Holy Spirit or Trinity or something of the sort, triune God, something of that sort. Let's just say Trinity. I think it literally said Trinity. And so, yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Trinity. So I had this guy come to the door and he was a Jehovah Witness. And we were talking and I asked him if he believed in the Holy Spirit, the Trinity or, okay. And he said, whatever his response was, I don't remember exactly, but they do not. Generally, they do not. And so, not generally, they don't. What I mean generally is sometimes you'll get, you know, the younger one with the older one. And the younger one doesn't really know what they believe yet. And you can actually, if you speak a lot of truth and you have that passion and emboldened word of God with fire, you can actually place deposits in them to help turn. Okay, that's a side note. And then, so then I looked up the Trinity and it was in there and it showed me a couple of scriptures and I was like, okay, well, that's enough for me. Well, then a couple of days later, you know, or a few days, it wasn't long, it was not long enough for me to forget. I know that. And the man came to the door and under his arms, he was talking to me and he gave me the pamphlet or whatever, but he had the Bible holding it under his arm, kind of like you do when you carry books on campus. And I said, is that your Bible? I said, is that your Bible right there? Is that yours? That belongs to you? And he said, yeah. I said, that's your Bible. And he said, yeah. And I said, well, do you know that your Bible and the index of your Bible, it says Trinity, and it will give the references in your Bible that that indicate that there is the Trinity in that. The guy didn't say anything, and I said that Bible that you're holding right now, and that's your Bible that you read. In the index, it says Trinity. And I said, let me see your Bible. I'll show you. He would not give me his Bible. I know. That's just, it's so much fun for me, honestly, when things like that happen. So anyways, he wouldn't give it to me. But I know it planted a seed, and that was way too good for anything for it to be of my intelligence. That's for darn sure, you know. So sometimes the Lord prepares us, my principal point being, the Lord prepares us where we hear something, we're obedient to it, because he's preparing us. And then he brings it to pass and it manifolds in front of us and we're able to use that with greater, even greater obedience, right? And greater fruit. And so just pray even for this couple too that they would use this testimony, that they would begin walking in that and walking in faith and moving that direction of obedience, because I do believe too. This is a year where we are to walk in greater obedience as such. So I think that's everything. I just wanted to share that testimony with you. And let's see what's here. Okay, so let's open up the phone lines. Again, thank you for calling us. If you do want to call in and have ministry, if you're listening online and you would like to call in for ministry, you can call 319-527-6027. And we press 1 on your keypad, and we'd be delighted to pray with you, for you, and minister to you in Jesus' name. So let's open up our first caller here. 205-202. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Julia May of Alabama.
Oh, hey, Julia May. Actually,
yeah.
I knew it was you. After, as soon as I said that, I said, I know that's her. Well, thank you for being so faithful. How are you doing?
Just fine.
Good. Good. I'm glad to hear that. Actually, I was going to say, I know the other testimony, I'm glad that you said that. The other testimony I was going to share is we were praying regarding my son's job, and I just learned today that everything worked out even better than he could have imagined, so including getting an increase in finances. So that was an incredible blessing and good to hear.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So I'm glad to hear that you're doing fantastic. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, I had to get another number, so I don't have the other number no more. Because I had to think about it. I said, she didn't say 925. Yeah, it was 925. But I went to Spectrum because I'm trying to get a job, and I needed direct connection, so I couldn't use dial up. So I couldn't keep the number, so it went from 925 to 202.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's
you used the 531. You used to that 205-53. Well, I had a Motorola. I sent the phone back at acting up, and I had to send it back again. So now I got I haven't hooked the other up because I got to call them for the SIM card. Yeah, I'm having trouble. I'm trying to, you know, like I said, do remote work since Jumper sick, and I can't, you know, work away from home with her congenital heart failure. So I'm trying to buy me a computer and trying to get everything set up.
Okay. So you started a new job or you're getting ready to?
No, I'm trying to find one. Like I said, I got my computer and everything. Then I ordered me a laptop also because I got the desktop. Then I thought about where if I go somewhere, I can't take the desktop. So I went and ordered me a laptop. And the boy's going to give me a birthday present.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, they're going to give it to me for a birthday present. I know what I want for my birthday is on the 17th, and then, you know, Valentine and Mother's Day. I said, you can whoop all that together and get me a computer.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm. That's very nice.
Yeah, they're helping me out because I'm not working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad that's coming together. That's very nice.
Mm-hmm. So we praying now for some kind of job to open up. Because I've been in the school system, so I only been, you know, substitute teaching and one-on-one. But I know something about computers, so it's kind of hard to find something since I've been in school system since 1986. So I've been in the school system. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow. Okay, yeah. All right, let's pray for you. See what the Lord says. So, Father, I thank you for Julia May, God. I thank you, Father, just for her heart to serve you, Lord. I thank you, God, for how you're this placement, Lord, how you're bringing things together, Lord, for her phone and the computer, Lord. And, Father, I do pray, God, and we do all pray, God, and intercede, God, and ask that you open the door for her, Father, God. We, Lord, ask, for the key to open the door for her, God, for positionally in the workplace, Father God. And we thank you for it, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that a job would be a blessing. Lord, even as she said, she was doing fantastic. And I remembered my son's positionally in his job, God, let that be repeated even for her, Father, in Jesus' name. And I know we've been praying for a while, but I thank you, Lord, that as she prepares herself to get closer and closer and closer, God, that you would use those as keys to unlock that door for her, Father. We thank you for the right decision makers, Lord, and the right placement, Lord, and even the right manager, team, and those that she will work for and with, and to be a blessing to and also to receive from you, God. We ask for your blessing and your anointing on that, Father, in Jesus' name. And, Lord, I lift her up to you personally, God, before your altar, Lord. I thank you. Lord, I'm still seeing some spring stuff. Father, I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. I don't know where my other book is. So, because I see you like wearing like spring slacks or pants or something. So, Father,
thank you,
I just thank you for what you're doing, Father, and bringing things forth. And I know, let me just go to Isaiah, and I really do believe it's Isaiah 41. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Okay, it's Isaiah 42. So thank you, Lord. Let me just open this up a little bit more. Yeah, so verse 8 says, I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory I will not give to another, nor my praise to carved images. Behold, the former things have come to pass, and new things I declare. Before they spring forth, I declare them to you. So, Father, I just thank you again, Lord. I thank you for just what I'm seeing. And I don't know if this type of preparation for I thank you. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, for what you're doing. In Jesus' name. You know, the Lord is, he's the God, yesterday, today, and forever, but he is unchanging in all of his ways. So there's certain principles and foundations where he does not change. But when he says, I'm doing a new thing and I'm springing forth, and before it happens, I actually tell you. And and so the things from the former and the things in the new, they're springing forth. And so there is a, somehow I actually sense this is even going to, you know, it's even correlated to your job, right? So you in the past worked in the school system, but yet now you're going to go forth working and searching in the school system too, right? But it's a new thing. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and so, and even him preparing you, and even him saying, I am the Lord, I give my glory to no other, is, you know, it's like almost like a very significant thing that he's going to do. Not that he's not done significant things in you prior, you know, so Father, I just thank you, but maybe it's that the slacks are, he's actually preparing you. You are prepared to, so something with your legs and these slacks, the slacks are like spring slacks, the spring on them. So I thank you, Lord, Jesus' name. and our legs, you know, I'm going to need to just go get my book. Let me go get it. I feel like I should, okay? Let me, I'm going to take you guys with me. Okay. You might hear my husband or my dog in the background, but it's okay. Okay. Let me just grab it real quick. Okay. All right. I'm gonna go. I got the book. Go back. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Okay. All right. Let me see what this says here. Okay, wait. Okay, it's saying our spiritual walk. So, like pillars support the body of Christ, strength. And they carry us through situations, even if they're difficult, to make us stand. Enable you to walk through life, support system, motivations, grace, and beauty. Okay, so those are some things. So that is, those things are related to whatever this new thing that he's doing that you're going to spring forth. Yeah, and whatever. Yeah, and again, yeah. So that's what I'm seeing, because even when I was getting the book, I was still seeing the legs and the springing forth. So I thank you, Lord. Father, any other revelation, Lord, that you so desire, Lord, to reveal, certainly receive it, Father. But we pray, Lord, just knowing her motivation, God, and even beyond the motivation, it's a need, Lord, that she has, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, for you supporting her, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that she is, she moves forth, Lord, even in her spiritual walk, God, in Jesus' name, that you would spring forth new things, Lord. And I just thank you for your joy and your good pleasure that is upon her life, Lord. And you know the timing, God. You know the timing of all things, God. And we bless her for her birthday on the 17th. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that all of heaven rejoices over her, with her, and for her, and the fact that she is born, Lord. And, Lord, I just pray that it would be a blessing to her, Father, and we know the number 17 has to do with a victory. So, Father, we call forth your victory over her life, God, victory and participation in all of her life, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing the work of her hands, as your word says, that you bless the work of her hands, you cause us to prosper, God. So I thank you, Lord, for giving her victory, even in through this computer, that she will receive, God, and her sons that are blessing her, Father God. Let all who bless her have victory as well, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Yeah, and then another strange thing, like the number 7. I looked up my credit score. It had 777, and I never had a credit score with those numbers. You know, and I said, I thought that was.
Oh my gosh, I love that. That's like jackpot.
And I have a friend. She said her same thing. I said, oh.
Oh, that's funny. And I don't gamble, by the way. I know I just said jackpot.
Me
neither. I do not gamble.
I just have
so
you know, look, and I said, you know, they have different schools. They said, oh, congratulations, your school went up. Then I looked, it was 777. So I said, what? I said, I had different school, but not repeating numbers. It might be 7, 38 or 4, something like that.
Right.
Never like the same numbers.
Yeah, that's unusual. That's funny.
That's
it's very
great. I have high score, but not 3, like that. Well, you can't get 888, I don't think. You don't go that far. I know it's 8 something.
Yeah.
But they normally say 800. Yeah. It could be 810 or 820, but it's still the same as 800. So I've gotten close to it, but not quite 800 yet.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Wow, that's great, too. Well, God bless you. Is there anything else we can pray with you for?
Go ahead. Just continue, like I said, praying for my niece, and mainly not her, my nephew, her husband. He just wearing himself and he getting sick and just wearing himself down. We trying to tell him, he's doing the best he can. She's still not doing, well, but, there's so much he can do. I told him, get his life right with God and pray and put it in his hand. I said, before we were born, he saw our life and put it in motion to take care of everything. I said, you didn't have nothing to do with her no more than you had to do with me. Our life was separated. I said, but we have to learn, to realize that. And then plus we have to learn to allow, to accept what God allows. So, and then I said, to me, the last say so is between him and her. It ain't don't have anything to do with us, So I'm quite sure she's here now. He's, and I pray he's speaking to her. She hear him, so she can hear now. She can't respond, but she can hear.
Okay. All right. Let's lift them up, saints. Father, we just lift up this couple. God, we thank you that Julia May has the counsel and the wisdom of the Lord upon her, Father. We pray for this young man, Lord. We pray for his comfort and his rest, Lord. I thank you that he would continue to seek you, God. And we can really only imagine, Father, the difficulties and the heartache and the emotional and mental and financial stress, God, this may be causing, Father. We just ask that you would encompass him and surround him, that you would shield him and guard him, Father. We thank you, Lord, for filling him with your nature, God, and just speaking to him, God, even in his dreams, Lord, I pray that he would open himself up to you to receive from you and be yielding to you, Father. And we ask by your grace, Lord, that you would strengthen him, his life by your grace, God. And we thank you for the wisdom and provisions for every need that they have, and just for your presence, Lord, your presence to go before them, Father. And I just pray for a restoration and healing, God, and just really, God, comfort him in ways that are beyond what we could ask, think, or imagine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
well,
I told
you
had to pray
so
for God, peace, because, that's what I had when Jumper was sick. And I tell anybody, cause so much going on and stuff.
That's good. That's a good word. It's good that he has you because, it's not, you're speaking from a place where you've lived and experienced,
right.
So that's,
I told him that. I said, that's your cousin. I said, so they let you know. I said, we've been there, and he brought up a mighty long way. I said, now he can do the same thing for your wife. And they're so young. Well, she's young. She's over 40. And she was, 39 at the time. And I think she's about 43. Mm-hmm. He's 40. He's 47 for him to turn 48. So they real young. Okay, then.
Well, God bless you, and you have a happy birthday.
Okay, thank you. I will.
Okay.
God bless
you. All right, you take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay,
hold on 1 second. I'm going to change my headphone. This one's not working for me. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Okay, I'm ready for the next caller. That's better. 803-991, good evening. Thank you for waiting. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Debbie. This is Angela, South Carolina.
Hi, Angela. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Okay. Got it. I just thank you, Lord, for Angela, Lord. We just come to your altar, God, and into your presence, Lord, just stepping into your presence and your altar, Father. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, God, in the name of Jesus. And thank you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, so I'm seeing kind of like a field, and it's, I don't know if it's wheat or, but it's that color, like that fall, like, you know, where it's time to harvest type of color. And let me see something. Thank you. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. And so this is weird. So I'm seeing you in clothing, too, and it says, it is, well, I don't know if it's spring. They're very small, printed, I think those are flowers, and I would say flowers. And it says skirt. You're wearing a skirt. Like a longer, so let me just look up what, I'm going to find skirt in here, which is so strange. But you know, clothing, sometimes, I don't know if that has to do with how we're mantled, to be honest. There's a lot in here. Well, this is what it says here, which I would have never put these two together, but it is what it says. If the skirt is long, which it is, and full, so it is kind of, it wasn't, I would say it was kind of full, but not like prairie full, if that makes sense. But it says, you will prosper and be covered to the full extent, gaining great material wealth. That's what that says, which is, so there's something there too, like with the harvest, because you are there. And I'm seeing, again, it's like, I don't know if it's wheat, but it's that color of that light tannish, in the field where they do show pictures of the harvest. And there is a gentle, you know, those are gently going back and forth. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you, God, you know, for the preparations of where you have her, God. And, Lord, if you're clothing her and mantling her to help bring in the harvest in many different ways, God, including finances, Father God, that certainly would be needed, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for that, Lord, that that would be done in ways that honor the Holy Spirit, Father, and honor your blood and honor your Son in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that it would indeed bring increase in Jesus' name. Because I am seeing, like, even this field of, again, wheat or harvest representation, it's pretty much everywhere. Like, it's all around you and for quite some distance, like in the viewing horizon. So, Lord, we thank you for that. And, you know, too, the Lord can, you know, the transfiguration, the Lord can take things and transfigure them into wherever we're standing, or stand for his glory. When he brings us into a place of, you know, it's his specific time and specific season, and the purposes and the will that he has for his life can be very transforming. Even when we think we're in one place doing one thing, when that kind of hits, and everything just kind of transforms into something else. There certainly can be a type of like financial prosperity or financial blessing, prosperous is more the word I wanted to use, financially prosperous time for where it's like then this makes provision for what he's transforming in your life and transfiguring in your life. He brings about the provision for it, you know, and you know, just like, and for some reason I'm thinking of the servant who went out for Isaac and found Rebecca, and you know, she was in one place doing one thing, and she went the extra mile in kindness to help the man, not knowing why he was there or what he was doing, but just to really her compassion and heart of kindness, even just to give the camels water. And the Lord transfigured that whole situation and her whole life in that moment. And he made about the provisions for that. And prosper, you know, it was prosperous for her as he transfigured it as well to make provision for it. So somehow all of that comes together for you, why I'm praying. So I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And is there anything specific you would like prayer for?
When you said first said skirts, when you first said that, I was because I was about to change my wardrobe because I'm trying to transition from wearing pants and just get totally away from pants and jeans and stuff like that. When you first said skirts, I thought about fashioning my dress code. So, well, that's good to know that, you know, speaking about prosperity. So, but yeah, I'm asking him to, you know, change my wardrobe where I have more like dresses and skirts to wear every day as far as my ministry and my fashion and the way I dress and stuff. So, yeah. And then with Rebecca, I mean, I'm waiting for him to be a spouse. So that all goes in together, you know, and to bless me financially. So I received
it. Wow, that's pretty wild. Yeah, that is so wild, even for me, because I was like, oh, my gosh, a skirt. And then I was thinking this whole night, I was like, is everyone going to get a new different type of garment of clothing? I was just thinking, but I was like, I'm just going to go with that. That's what I'm getting, you know. So thank you so much for sharing that, because that is encouraging, because it's like, and cool.
Yeah.
So God bless you, and how he's leading you, that's very neat. Very cool testimony. So thank you.
Thank
and
you
did
so
you
much.
Have a prayer request? Oh, yeah. It's my pleasure.
He takes my baby brother. I call him a baby brother. He's my younger brother. His name is Kevin. That God will touch his heart and he will be there to the truth about Jesus Christ and, you know, to change his life and show him that he's real.
Yeah, absolutely. Has he known the Lord before in the past?
We were brought up in the church, and I don't know if he had a true relationship with the true Jesus Christ. We knew what we were taught in the church, you know, that, you know, as far as religion goes. But yeah, I don't.
Okay.
I think something changed his mind, you know, a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, this was something else, too. John and I were praying today because somebody asked me a question about something, and I was like, wow, that's a good question. And then all these other things started coming across my path that I was finding in Scripture talking about reasons why people don't come to the Lord, like what were some things in there, you know? And so John was sharing that and 2 Corinthians 4:4, it's the God of this world has blinded them. And so that's where it started. And then I just started seeing all these different scriptures. So what I'm going to do is pray for your brother and some of these, enfold some of these that I found in Scripture, and then take authority over some other things, okay, for him. So that's what I'm doing there. So, Father, we thank you for Kevin, God, in Jesus' name, Lord. And, Lord, we call him home. We call him home, God. Let your voice call him home, Father, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, I don't know if he's a prodigal, a true prodigal or not, God, or if you did something in his heart and he is, like, just dismissing it as that's what I just grew up with. That was my family. So we bind any lies, God, over a relationship, Father, that may have begun with you, God, that may have searched and found, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, let it be reconnected in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray that he would have a true relationship with you, God, that you would open his eyes and open his ears, God, that you would unlock his faith in the name of Jesus. We bind to the enemy and its darkness, God, in Jesus' name, and various shadows of darkness, God, and we call forth your marvelous light to come shining forth, God. We know, Lord, that we are empowered with your word, that the enemy is already a defeated foe, and he may not have Kevin, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray against any lies or twistedness, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, anything that's resisting the truth, in the name of Jesus, we take authority over that. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that's trying to corrupt his mind, God, with the lies or delusions, Lord, in the name, or ignorance, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bind those things. And God, any hard-heartedness, Lord, in Jesus' name, God, that you would do away with that and give him a heart of flesh, Father, and a heart that turns towards you, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that, you know, the pride of life and the lust of the flesh and the things of this world, Lord, would grow strangely dim to him, Father. We thank you, Lord, and I've seen and I've known and I've heard the work of the Holy Spirit, God, is moving in people's lives and is reaching hearts, Lord. And, Lord, there is no one can stop you, God. No one can stop you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the word of the Lord going forth over Kevin, Lord, and bringing him back, God, and just really get a hold of his heart, Lord, that he would know the height and the length and the depth and the width of the love that Christ is for him, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. And we don't care, Lord, what he's declared, what he thinks he knows, Lord, or anything like that, Father God. In Jesus' name, we ask that the Holy Spirit and your heavenly host would have their way in his life, Lord, and to minister and to speak truth to him, God. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that he belongs to you, and your blood, Father, will ratify his commitment to you, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Powerful. Amen. Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Okay, God bless you. Thank you for sharing that testimony too. Anything? Cool. Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. Okay, 954-580. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Caroline from Jamaica.
Hey, Caroline. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for asking. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Father, we just thank you, God, for Carolyn, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for what you're establishing in her life, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I see the Lord like you're walking on stilts, and it's those things. They're actually kind of difficult, but I see you stepping up into it and that you're walking on them. And he's you know, like equipping you to walk on that in a way where you're walking higher and you're being lifted up. Your step is being lifted up. So we thank you, Father God, just for the nature of who you are, God, and how you allow us to participate with the work of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that every act of obedience that she does, God, is even in reading your word and applying it, God, is obedience, right? Because if we have awareness and we know to do good and we do good, that is obedience, Father. So I thank you, Lord, for every act of obedience, Lord, and lifting her up, God, and participating with you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, we just thank you Thank you, Father God, Lord, that it's not difficult for her, Lord, and the things and the tasks that you ask her to do and the steps that you ask her to do, Lord, they may be larger than she would have asked, Lord. They may be uncomfortable or awkward, Lord, to step into, Father God, but it's you and your plan, Lord, and that you will teach her and equip her along the way, God. And if he speaks something and he says something to us, then we are ready. We are prepared. We need to remember this, including myself, that when the Lord speaks something to us like that, to do something and to step into something, if it feels uncomfortable, if it feels awkward, he has actually prepared us. He sees us as prepared, and he will equip us along the way, right? So he doesn't require something more from us to say yes to him, just our obedience. And in doing that, you are taking higher ground. You are being lifted up. And I thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name. And that even I'm seeing like spiritual things like the serpent, you know, is unable to reach you and to touch you. And, you know, moving to this higher ground, really what you're doing is he's lifting you up and you're moving to a higher ground through every act of obedience. And again, when he says speak, and when he speaks, take this step or to do this, and there's an act of obedience that needs to come with that, he is definitely covering. He's moving into higher ground. It's also, again, lifting you up into a place where the things that crawl on the ground, the creepy things that are crawl, you know, is they're out of your range. And they will not trip you up in any way. And again, so he equips us along the way. But when he calls us to do something like that, to take a step and to say, hey, like do this or whatever, that he sees us as ready, that we're ready for that. And it's just our flesh and our carnal thinking that needs to get in line with our spiritual thinking, right? So in some ways, it's good in the sense where we're not prideful or haughty and thinking, oh, yeah, I've earned this. You know, it's not necessarily like what takes place in the workplace or whatever, you know, but spiritually it's different, you know, and the commodity and the currency of heaven, from heaven to earth, you know, it's just a little bit different. It's, you know, it's just impartation of his word. And again, there's a mystery to obedience even, because not everyone could know when we take steps and we do acts like that, that they are really our obedience, right? So people will sometimes misalign our motives and our actions with something else, but the Lord knows. The Lord knows when you're being obedient, and the Lord will deal with the injustices in his timing and in his way. And you just continue to mature and focus on him and, where it says in 1 Corinthians 11:1, where Paul is saying, imitate me as I've imitated Christ, you know, that we are to be imitators of our Creator and of Jesus, you know, and of Christ. We imitate what Christ did. And that is what matures us, is when we imitate. And that is in every facet of the way, spiritually, emotionally, physically, you know, bodily, and all of those ranges of obedience. Mature us, even in and through every injustice in any of those areas as well. So I thank you, Lord, for Caroline's God. I thank you for the preservation of her faith, God, and even the fortitude to say yes. Like if the Lord walks up to you and says, hey, I want you to walk on these stilts, like you don't say, like, hey, I don't think I can do that. Like that looks pretty difficult, you know. You take one of them and you harness your foot in it and balance yourself and then boost yourself into it and get yourself going with the other one, you know. And so I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, just for her readiness when she says yes to you. I thank you for equipping her along the way, God. And I thank you, Lord, for her growing into
being comfortable to be uncomfortable in some ways, Lord, but being able to take those steps, even when they're awkward, God, even when they're awkward, Lord, but I just thank you for the fruitfulness of the obedience, God, and even, Lord, I would love to hear in the days ahead, like even the testimony that was acquired of her saying yes to such an awkward step and how you've equipped her along the way, God, because it really does encourage the rest of us to take bigger steps and awkward steps and to grow into that and to say yes to the Lord. And during this time and during this hour, you know, that we're in, we need to, as a body of Christ, and I know this is a place where we do it here, we need to, as a body of Christ, encourage each other in such a way as such so that we all can be about our Father's business and taking dominion and growing his kingdom during this time. So praise God for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. This word resonates with me. It's like confirmation in terms of where the Lord is leading me. And I am most uncomfortable because this is just not my typical demeanor. And I'm like, I'm hesitant. So I'm so grateful for this word. I thank the Lord using you to share this word, this insight to me, because I'm more encouraged to move forward in what he has placed on my heart to do. So I'm so grateful.
Wow, praise the Lord. Yes, we are all moving forward. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just thank you for how you speak, Lord, how you speak through me, God. And Lord, let even my words and how you speak and show and teach, Lord, let that even be obedience, Father God. And sometimes it's awkward, like it was awkward even to say the word skirt to the last caller, God. But then she gave a testimony, Lord. So I thank you for bringing that forth, and I thank you for the obedience, Lord. And even before we opened in praying that everyone really would have much fruit and walk in those places that he's prepared for us to walk in with much fruit coming forth. So I pray that for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank
too.
You
God bless
much.
You.
Amen.
You're welcome. God bless
God
you.
Bless you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, 910-709. Good evening. Hello.
Hi, this is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hey, Sylvia, how are you?
All right, and you?
Good, I'm doing pretty good. I had, actually, let me just say before we get to the end, for those that are listening, I just had this, because I can feel it right now. I had this, at Christmas time, my jaw kind of went out for a second, and it took me a little bit for it to get back and centered and stuff. I don't know what happened. It was just like I was going to take a bite of food, and it just went like it popped or something. And so, anyways, if anyone, when you think of me, if you could just pray for me, I can feel that something is bothersome there. So we'll just pray complete healing come over, and there's no misalignment in how my jaw is settled and where it's supposed to fall and lay or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, okay. Okay, it's just as the Holy Spirit, when you guys think of it, you could pray that. Okay, so
okay.
Let's pray for Sylvia.
I will.
Let's pray for, thank you. So, Father, I just thank you for Sylvia, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, just for her giftedness, Lord. I thank you for what she brings to you. God, I thank you for her offerings, Lord, that she presents to you, God, in Jesus' name. And I see it being really a delight and an exchange in what you offer the Lord. And, you know, and very, it's reverent, you know, because there's like that slight bow, and that I'm bringing this to you, like honorably and with reverence. And, it's the delight of my heart, to bring this offering to the Lord. And so, this could be a different, you know, measures this, maybe not just monetary, but whatever it is that you're offering to the Lord, even if it is your time, if it is your gift, if it is your treasures and monetary things, even if it is like your prayers and your sacrifices and your fasting and your obedience, you know, whatever this offering is to him, I see that it is, again, it's very delightful. It's very honoring. I see reverence and, you know, and like just a slight bow of, reverence and honor and delight. And I think the word honor and delight kind of are intertwined in there, because when we do honor something, it is actually out of the abundance of our heart. We can't fake honoring. I just don't think that we can, you know. Sometimes we can show someone respect. We can show people respect just out of the sake of respect, you know, in their position, you know, in work or their job title or whatever it might be, a parent. But honoring is different, you know. That is, comes from the outflow of literally the treasure that is embedded within your heart, you know. So your offering, I thank you, Father, for this in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that you would protect these things, Lord, you know, where the word says where your treasure is, there your heart is. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, that it is rightly aligned with you. I see it as communion. There's communion, a partakel of communion. And it is even laid up. I see laid up treasures of communion. There, I thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name, like it's sacred. The time, and it's laid up and it's sacred. And I thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your altar, for her placing it on the altar. Oh, wow. I just see like breaking bread, breaking the communion and offering it even to others, you know, partaking and then offering that to others. So even at his altar, at the altar. So I thank you, Father, for it, God. I thank you, Lord, for every time she bows and kneels, God, even in her own brokenness on behalf of another. And there's somehow in some way where there's this exchange that you, when you do that and you pray for another, even in your own brokenness, that you're bringing them into the communion table, even like spiritually, you're bringing them into that. But there's the places where it's fractured or estranged, you're actually mending that. Wow, because I can tell that I'm probably crying a little bit, but yeah, I mean, like teary. It's so incredibly beautiful because it is such the heart of God in all that he did, and bringing that other person in is like those frayed parts, you're actually helping mend that. And I've never seen this before or heard this before either. So sometimes, you know, when we pray and we go into prophetic words in such a manner, and then the Lord just starts to take us deeper, sometimes it is, there's like a wisdom there that I've never seen before. And I myself, as I'm releasing it, are beginning to understand and see the wisdom at a deeper level. So I've never known that before, but I'm just seeing you. So these treasures in your heart, as you take communion on the altar, with the Lord and you bow and you even bend a knee on behalf of another, it's causing these places that are that person has estranged from the Lord, right? So whether it's their sin, which mm-hmm. it probably is to some degree, I mean, in whatever manner, I should say, it's actually mm-hmm. helping mend that. And that is the heart of God. You know, that is the heart of God. And I never seen it like a, and it's almost, and I know you're an intercessor. I've never seen it explained as an intercessor like that before. But there's something, it's priestly. That's what it is. And I know intercession is kind of priestly anyway, but it's priestly. It's priestly. There's a priestly anointing on it. Because you are bringing heaven to earth in that place that you're doing that, and that exchange is happening there. In order for that to actually mm-hmm. be mended in the other person, even when they're not present, but you're doing that exchange, is you're opening up heaven to come to that person on earth as it is in heaven. And you are the vessel, you are the priestly anointing that is causing that to happen and causing it to take place, like that funnel, like if heaven needed, okay, like sometimes I'll say that here on Blog Talk, this is a portal of his presence, that's what I say. So you are like that funnel where it's like the Holy Spirit wants to come and be released, and where can I need, you know, he's using you. He doesn't necessarily, but he's using you as a funnel to deposit into you, and you're dispensing it like with a priestly anointing onto other people. It's really, really beautiful. I mean, it touched my heart and very beautiful, very, very beautiful. So praise God.
Thank you, Lord. You know, I think before Christmas I had gotten a sinus infection. I had been on 2 sets of antibiotics, and then I started feeling better, and I didn't feel compelled to go back out, you know, to church. And so I found out later the Lord wanted me to stay in and pray. And I went on a fast, and he was bringing different people. I have a list, but he was bringing different people to me to pray for, and I still wasn't feeling well. Most of the time, it's almost like he uses me when the greatest, when I'm not feeling well. I usually lay back, and all these different mm-hmm. people come to mind, and I just start to pray for them, and especially if they're sick, I pray with the intensity, you know, like as if it's me. And I feel like I, you know, I ask the Lord, you know, I really press in for their healing, and it's just like I've been in since December the 19th. And he still hasn't released me to go back out yet. So I've been in here a while. Yeah, so that's what I've been doing in here, fasting and praying for pretty much everybody I could think of. So when you ask me to pray for your jaw, I will definitely do that.
Yeah, and you were just talking, and I was thinking, I had no idea, and but because I was going to say it the last one, and then I was like, oh, man, I need to. So then I was like, I'm just going to say it before everybody, because I've asked for prayer before at the beginning and at the end
uh-huh.
of the program, right. And I said, well, I don't want to wait till the end because sometimes, you know, it might get missed. So that is pretty wild uh-huh. and even prophetic that I would say it as I, because I wasn't, I was just,
yes.
I opened up your phone line. I was actually speaking it to everyone, but did I know that I could literally end up on your list? So thank you.
yes. And that while you were talking, after you said it, I wrote it on my list. So I definitely will with the intensity, like as if it was me. So God is going to do great things with it, going to be healed.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And God bless you for your prayers for all the saints and your communion and your priestly, your priestly place and being just a vessel and just your offering, bringing your offering with such honor and reverence and before the Lord. So God bless you for that. Because, you know, his word says what's done in secret, he will reward you openly. And this is part of your open reward, I just want to say. And not that you need it from people, but the acknowledgement uh-huh. that Christ sees what you're doing before him in such an honorable way. And yes. And let it be even more so that he rewards you in ways that we couldn't, you know, we couldn't ever reward you. But his rewards are quite personable and, you know, joyful. So how he does that when he decides to do them. Yeah. So praise God. May they be yours, every one of them. So
thank you. Well, I'll definitely be praying for you, and I'm going to, hoping for a good report next week.
Amen. Amen. Well, I plan to be here, so amen to that. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sylvia. I do appreciate it.
Okay. And God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Good night.
Good night. Okay. Caller 251. 229.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Sarah from Alabama.
Yes, it's Sarah from Alabama.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. God bless you.
God bless you.
Thank you. Okay, let me pray. Father, I thank you for Sarah, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing, Lord. I thank you for, like the blood of Jesus is kind of like a ruby. I'm seeing it like the, so I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, like the brilliance of red. And it's kind of like a ruby. And I thank you, Lord, for your blood. We thank you for every exchange that your blood has done, God, and on the cross, Lord. Hold on a second. Let me try something here on this one. Okay, here in Ezekiel in the Amplified, it does talk about, it does bring up the word ruby. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. But all of these stones right here, I believe, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 12. This was, okay. I guess I'll have to look that up a little bit more, but it does talk about that. But it looks like it's giving, if you include gold, it looks like it's 12 stones, which is the priestly garment, you know, the stones that were placed in the ephod or however you say that. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you for that, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that it is precious and it is righteous, Lord, and it is because of your blood, God, that we carry the righteousness of Christ because of your blood, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, that your blood and your righteousness, it shields her, it guards her, God, and we thank you, God, just for her being shielded and guarded by your blood, Lord, and these garments, Lord, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I see something in here with Ruby. Okay, it's actually a lot in here, but it says of highly valued treasure, friendship, royalty, vitality, love, wisdom, is most precious than rubies. Okay. Oh, the blood red color, which I did see that, represents the power of the blood of Jesus and his stripes he bore for our healing. So rubies are symbolic for contentment and peace. Yeah, and it does give a scripture in 1 Timothy 6:6, but godliness actually is a means of great gain when accompanied by contentment.
That is wonderful.
Her ways are pleasant ways and all her paths are peace. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Thank you, Father, for that, Lord. And I thank you. Even so, seeing it in a priestly garment as well is, you know, that ephod, the Old Testament type of priestly thing, is so it is guarding you and shielding you, the blood of Jesus. But because the association with that, and I know in the New Testament, even though this might not be taught a lot, our identity is as priests. And we do have a priestly identity, and that's what Christ gave us, this priestly identity. And so I thank you for the blood, Lord, and just her fellowship and exchange with that, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. There's some connection with your priestly, with the priestly thing with the blood. Like, and I don't know, and saying that and like how you pray with the blood or the understanding of the blood or gaining more insight into that, the power of the blood and the cross. I'm not sure, but I know a lot. I know that when we have the correct theology, if you will, it actually unlocks, and we talk about Jesus, it's actually a key for us to help bring other people into the kingdom of God. Literally is a spiritual key when we speak about it correctly. And even if that person doesn't know, that's what's so drawing about it. It actually unlocks something in them, right? When the Lord says, if any man here stand at the door and knock, and he opens up the door, you know, that he will dine with him, right? And so there's something that when we correctly speak of Jesus, especially to the Word of God, and if we can learn the Word of God and speak it in a casual manner to people, you know, or just say, oh, because the Bible says this, but use literally the specific words that are in there. It literally, honestly, is a key to unlock things in the spirit, especially when we talk about Jesus, because the spirit of prophecy is, you know, spirit of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. So there's a lot of things that get unlocked because he wants his kingdom to grow. He wants himself to be seen correctly with his power and his authority and all majesty and honor, right, and dominion forever and ever and ever. And he will rule and reign, and no one can stop him, you know. And so when we speak about that correctly with other people or how we teach or whatever that might be, it actually even stirs other people's faith as well. And really, there really is a key to it, is what I'm saying, to unlock things. So I'm not exactly sure how the Lord, but I'm just encouraging you in that way and in that manner. So amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I want to thank the Lord for you. And I mean, that is really wonderful, you know, that the way it was described, we are priests. And God wants us to do things in a priestly manner, which is unto righteousness.
Yeah.
So that was awesome.
You got it, girl. You got it. You got it.
I was listening and I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's awesome. All right, dear. I could talk to you longer, but I have two more callers and I want to make sure I
get them on.
Yes, I try to end on time for those that want to hear Randy this evening. So thank you so much for calling. It was great to pray for you and with you and to hear your voice. So thanks.
Okay,
for
have a blessed week.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. 847-239. Good
Hello.
Evening. Who am I speaking to?
Stephanie.
Oh, hey, Stephanie. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Okay. And then after Stephanie, I think we have 281-731, and that'll be our last caller. So sit tight there, and thank you, everyone, for joining us. Let me just make sure that's correct. That is correct. Okay. So thank you, Father, for Stephanie. Lord, thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, for Stephanie, Lord, in Jesus' name. I see great hope. I see the word hope. I thank you, Father. I thank you, God, for hope, Lord. And hope is everlasting, you know, because you can't really say hope is this anticipation and experiencing hope is it's a looking forward thing. Like you couldn't say right now, like, I hope Deborah's on this Tuesday because here I am right here, right? So you can't hope when it's already here, right? But we all hope Randy comes on later, right? That hasn't happened yet, right? So the expectation. And, like, there's a little bit of excitement even when we think about the things that the Lord's going to do, even through his people, through Randy, through you, through me, through the other listeners, right? There's a little bit of hope or excitement that comes when we know that we're going to experience this hope. And so I see, and when I say great hope, it was, like, really large, the word hope, really large. And like a really big campus for you to explore in the hope of God. So there has been one verse. Let me just see. Okay, wait. Let me get out of the Amplified and just go to my normal. New King James Version is just my general pick that I pick. Okay, my general sort of go to. So just in hope, putting in the word hope, it says here in the New King James, 151 verses with the word hope. Okay, this one here, and let me go to Romans. That was one of my favorite verses that I've been praying lately is Romans 15:13. And it says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So I thank you, Lord, and I just offer that as a prayer offering over Stephanie, Father God. And Lord, I'm not sure what great hope is. Let me just see. If I put in great hope, I don't even know if I've heard great faith, a great shepherd. I've never heard anyone say great hope. Oh, there it is. Okay, no, it's not together. They're just using those two. Okay, that's not called great hope. Maybe back to you guys. So, Father, I just thank you for this great hope. God, I thank you, God, that this opens doors for her, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, that there's openings for her in this hope, Father, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that she would go through them, God, that she would go through these opportunities. Actually, okay, so the H-O-P-E, the O, I think you went through that, and then I said the word opportunities. So this hope is going to open up opportunities, okay, right, the O for opportunity in the hope. So, and you went through it. So I thank you, God, for helping her to take those leaps of faith. And I thank you, God, for the opportunities. And for the hope, God, for her to press into you and to be dependent upon you, even as she leaps through these opportunities, Father God. And there is, of course, joy and peace, Lord, but the power, let her know, the power of the Holy Spirit is with her to work in her and through her, God. And I thank you, Lord, that even as she presents herself leaping through these opportunities, Lord, that she, Lord, I just, sense I know your nature, that you are one to do due diligence, meaning you go before the Lord and make sure that you hear from him, and then that's what you bring in and through this opportunity. And there is great joy and peace that even comes in that, in knowing how he's prepared you once you leap through the opportunity, you know. And but it's not always that he gives you what to say or do first. It is the hope of the opportunity and saying yes to it, like an act of obedience, which we talked about earlier with, I think, Caroline and from Jamaica, and saying yes and obedience to the Lord, and then doing your due diligence and seeking him with the hope and him filling you with all joy and knowing you're walking in the power of the Holy Spirit, doing your due diligence and literally what's going to come forth and what you're to bring forth or whatever it is you're to do in and through, even whatever that opportunity is. And even if that opportunity is to serve with a task, there still is prayer involved in that, because you can bring unity, you can bring harmony, you can bring efficiency. There's many other things that you can bring, and also being a blessing to those around you and those blessing you, and you can actually even like develop friendships. So all of that, whatever it might be, definitely needs prayer. So God bless you for that. Amen.
Thank you for praying.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye. Okay, our last caller, 281731. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from, please?
I'm Evelyn Clark, calling from Houston, Texas.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Well, good. Good to have you here this evening. I don't know. Are you new to PGN or just new to Tuesday evening?
Yes, I am. This is my first time on. Sister Rhonda gave me your number.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for joining us. She is a blessing in and of herself. So I'm glad that you're joined us, Evelyn. Well, let me pray
thank
for you. And thank you. Yes. And thank you for waiting. And I'm so sorry I didn't get to you earlier. So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for Evelyn, Father, in Jesus' name. We bless her, Father God, Lord, with your mighty wind and your mighty power, Father, in Jesus' name. You know, the Lord says he has angels in the last day in the harvest, you know, that go to the four corners. and four corners of the earth, and to wind and to blow and to speak, you know, into places to share the gospel. And so I see a preparation, you know, like that he has a place for you within one of those corners, and that might even be like northwest or southwest or something like that. But I see it being on the edge of two of the corners, kind of like that, again, like northwest, northeast, but I don't know specifically directionally, but that type of thing. And so, Lord, I thank you, Father God, that his, you know, creative works are there, but he's also in some ways like ordained it for you to be in those places and to participate. So I thank you, Lord, again, just for your mighty wind and your mighty presence to blow over her, Father God. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the Spirit of God that you give without measure, Lord. And we thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for how you're preparing her, Lord, and what you're doing in her life, Lord. And so I'm seeing a number over you. I'm seeing the number 43. So let me just look that up as well. And I know I prayed into it as I wanted to. Okay, it's spiritual growth. So we thank you, Father. We thank you for that. And it does say like testing, spiritual growth. But when I opened up, we talked about testing and the Lord testing our obedience, how he tested his obedience with Abraham. But the Lord is true to his word and true to who he says he is and the promises that he offers to us. And we need to know that even when we go through the testing. But he's testing our faith to be genuine. And to be holy and to be right and justified, well, justified by his blood, but, you know, but he does test our faith to be genuine and to that it has preservation and that it's fortified. Our faith is fortified before the Lord. So I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. But I see also the, again, like the mighty wind of the Spirit coming to you and blowing on you as well. So I don't know, that's where the spiritual growth part perhaps. And being a participant in the sharing the gospel in the last days and the and even like the angelic assistance in that, you know, where he says he has innumerable amount of angels. And I've prayed one time and said to the Lord, well, if they're innumerable, like they're too many to count, and if these angels do not have any assignment to them, would you please allow some of them to assist me in the purposes and the will of God in my life? I would like them, you know, I'm just going to ask that they be assigned if there's nothing, you know, if they're too numerable and they're not doing anything, you know. So, I just released that to you, that the innumerable amount of angels, and it's done by faith as well. You might want to look that verse up, innumerable amount of angels. So I thank you, Lord, just for her assistance, the Spirit and the wind of God, and it was a mighty way, and also spiritual growth. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much. You know, ma'am.
Yes, go ahead.
You can go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, no, this is what I want to say. You know, I want to do all that God has me for all God has me for to do in these last days.
Amen. Yeah, and if that's your prayer, I do see you being a participant in that, which is enlarging his kingdom, you know, and one way to do that is to evangelize and
Amen.
Share. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
thank you,
God.
So much.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure to pray for you, and I really wish I had more time. I was going to say, but I wanted you to share first. I was going to say, please call back again so we have more time. And if you do call back next week or the week after, whenever you do call back, since you are a new caller, if you could text the ministry line and just say, hey, this is Evelyn on a Tuesday night or whatever, even if you call another program and you're new to the program, and just say, I'm new to the program and I would like prayer, And then they usually move you up on the line, okay, so that you open up
your
phone line sooner. So, yes, I just invite you to do that, and it's a blessing. Any friend of Rhonda's is a friend of ours, so God bless you.
Thank you. You're so sweet. Well, I thank you so much for your prayers.
Okay, thank you. God bless you. My privilege.
God bless you, too.
Thank you. Bye. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us. Good to be back and be with you guys. And Randy will be on shortly. And God bless and shalom.